Greetings, I'm Thales Boheli, and here I'll be discussing this work on the growth and properties of indium arsenide, gallium arsenide quantum dots and their relation with intermediate band solar cells that are equipped with these nanostructures. Quantum dots can be used in solar cells to create an energy band or levels in the band gap of the device material, allowing it to absorb sub-band gap energy photons. In this work, we apply two types of epitaxial indium arsenide, gallium arsenide quantum dots to gallium arsenide-based solar cells, namely the Stransky-Krasnov quantum dots and the Salmonella-Layer quantum dots. Stransky-Krasnov quantum dots are nanostructures that self-assemble during the epitaxial growth due to the difference in lattice constant between the quantum dot and the host materials, in this case indium arsenide and gallium arsenide respectively. Salmonella-Layer quantum dots are formed by repeating the deposition of nano islands that tend to pile up due to the strain caused by the difference in lattice constant between the quantum dot and the host materials. In the past few decades, Stransky-Krasnov quantum dots have been extensively studied and applied to gallium arsenide-based solar cells with no success, while Salmonella-Layer quantum dots have not. Bearing this in mind, this work aims to answer two questions. 1. Can indium arsenide, gallium arsenide, Salmonella-Layer quantum dots be good substitutes for Stransky-Krasnov quantum dots in intermediate band solar cells? And 2. Can indium arsenide, gallium arsenide, Salmonella-Layer quantum dots solar cells perform better than conventional solar cells? To answer these questions, we grew four gallium arsenide solar cells by solid source molecular beam epitaxy. These devices were essentially PIN junctions. The first one had indium arsenide Stransky-Krasnov quantum dots in the intrinsic layer. The second one had indium arsenide gallium arsenide Salmonella-Layer quantum dots that were grown with a low arsenic pressure that yields a 2x4 surface reconstruction during growth. The third had Salmonella-Layer quantum dots grown with a high arsenic pressure that yields a C4x4 surface reconstruction. And the fourth had no quantum dots at all to serve as a reference device. Our cross-sectional scanning tunneling microscopy results show that the piling up of indium arsenide islands in the Salmonella-Layer growth is far from ideal, causing indium atoms to be spread out in the gallium arsenide matrix. As a result, the Salmonella-Layer quantum dots are localized in an indium gallium arsenide quantum well with low indium concentration. The atom probe tomography images indicate that the Stransky-Krasnov quantum dots have a much higher indium concentration and a much lower areal density compared to the Salmonella-Layer quantum dots. In addition, we can see that the 2x4 Salmonella-Layer quantum dots that are grown with a low arsenic pressure have a lower indium concentration and a lower areal density compared to the high arsenic pressure C4x4 Salmonella-Layer quantum dots. This difference in indium concentration causes the ground state of the different types of quantum dots to have different energies, as the photoluminescence peaks show. More precisely, the Stransky-Krasnov quantum dots have the lowest ground state energy as they have the highest indium concentration, and the 2x4 Salmonella-Layer quantum dots have the highest ground state energy as they have the lowest indium concentration. A lower quantum dot ground state implies in the valence band to intermediate band transition having a lower energy. Thus, the Stransky-Krasnov device has a higher absorption range compared to the other devices, and the C4x4 solar cell has a higher range compared to the 2x4 solar cell. Regarding current voltage characteristics, we see that the Stransky-Krasnov solar cell performs poorly mainly due to low open circuit voltage, which indicates a high recombination rate. This can be explained by the well-known fact that these quantum dots are surrounded by defects due to the strain caused by the high indium concentration. The Salmonella-Layer devices produce a higher current and a higher voltage compared to the Stransky-Krasnov device, and their performances are almost as good as the reference device. This indicates a much lower defect concentration in the Salmonella-Layer solar cell compared to the Stransky-Krasnov one. The most surprising result we got is the fact that the C4x4 device has a higher open circuit voltage than the 2x4 solar cell, despite having more indium and a lower ground state. This indicates that the higher indium concentration in the C4x4 quantum dots that result from the high arsenic pressure improves carrier confinement in the nanostructures. In conclusion, the answer to our first motive question is, yes, Salmonella-Layer quantum dots lead to better solar cells than Stransky-Krasnov quantum dots, as the very high indium concentration in the latter causes a high defect concentration and a low open circuit voltage. Regarding the second motive question, the answer is, so far, we are not able to make Salmonella-Layer solar cells that perform better than conventional solar cells, but we do have evidence of improved open circuit voltage due to carrier confinement in the C4x4 solar cell. and further device optimization could lead us to high-efficient semi-linear quantum dot solar cells in the near future.